Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 24th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5, The Truth Revealed, Believers' Mystical Union with Jesus. Previously, we heard John distinguishing between two groups of people, believers, as they are from God, versus the rest of the world, who is under the sway of the evil one. Illustrating a beautiful spiritual division here. The designation from God highlights believers as chosen by God, whereas the ones that lie with the power of the evil one underscores the pervasive influence of evil from this world. Through the changing act of holy baptism, believers are now claimed by Christ and receive Christ's victory over sin, death, and the devil, and we receive this through the means of grace of holy baptism. So let's continue with John's first letter. From 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Now, in this verse, John asserts that believers have knowledge and understanding because of the Son of God, Jesus the Christ, has come. Through Jesus, believers have gained insight into the truth, enabling them to know God mystically. That is, through the connection of the body of Christ. Furthermore, believers are described as being in him who is true, signifying that their connection is beyond human words. And this is why we call it that mystical body of Christ. It's beyond what human words can describe. Christ is in us and we are in Christ. So this verse culminates with the profound declaration that Jesus Christ is identified as the true God and identified as eternal life. This statement emphasizes Jesus' divine nature and eternal significance, affirming his role as the source of both truth and everlasting life for believers like you and me. Overall, this verse underscores the centrality of Jesus Christ in revealing the truth about God and providing access to eternal life. So this verse highlights the profound spiritual union between believers and Jesus, who is identified as the manifestation of truth and the giver of eternal salvation. So this verse brings a beautiful understanding for us to realize what is true. As we heard yesterday, we still live in a world that is being ruled by the evil one. And so John reminds us that we are not part of this world, but we are connected to Christ in this mystical union. We are part of the body of Christ. And being part of the body of Christ gives us our identity and gives us strength while we're still living in this world. And there's also another beautiful part to this. Because we are in Christ, we have life here and now, and we have life for the rest of eternity. Apart from Christ, there is no true life. So John is laying the foundation for the closing verse, which we will hear tomorrow. So join me again tomorrow as we finish John's first letter. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.